I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Let's see. The trash is brought to you by the 4th of July, also known as Bryn's birthday. Happy early birthday, Brynny boy.
Happy birthday, buddy.
We'll have to do that a couple times today. He's working on his brick, which is apparently what they call these Comrex units that we're all connected to the station by.
Well, to me right now, he's an Alice logo, so.
He is, yeah. It's good to know.
That's on our camera. It's a meaningless reference. Sorry,
sure.
Everyone.
It's a Zoom. We're on a Zoom meeting, right. And we are every single day. We probably spend more time on Zoom than lots of executives. 4 hours a day or more every day. Mm-hmm. All right. Caution fatigue. Buzzwords.
Oh, there he is. Happy birthday, Bryn.
Happy birthday, Bryn.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So what did you find out?
I'm in and out of calls right now.
Yeah. No, we know.
Is your thing working right now, or do we sound
No, they're troubleshooting, and they're going to call me back. So they said just continue doing what you're doing. They're going to be looking at the behind the scenes from their end.
Fantastic. Thank God.
We love you. You do great work. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you 36 today? I mean,
Saturday?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
36, dude.
37?
Oh,
my God. You're so old.
I know. I think I was 26 when I started with you guys.
20? How old?
26.
Oh, we have an echo. Do you guys hear that, or is it just me?
I think it's coming through Bryn's thing.
Okay.
No,
let me say something about Bryn, everyone. Talk about taking a job and making yourself irreplaceable.
Uh-huh.
That's Bryn. That's a dude who came in, saw what was being done, and completely overhauled everything and defined the job.
Yep.
And has made it, like, right now we all are entirely dependent on him.
Yeah.
Entirely.
That's not true. Yeah. Well, you're crazy. You're crazy. Whenever anything goes wrong, I go, Bryn!
That is true.
You're amazing, and you've done set a great example for anyone who wants to get into radio. That's how you do it. You get in, and then you make yourself absolutely irreplaceable.
Not everybody can do it.
No.
Take it easy. Oh, my God. I guess we'll get into it. That's what Elon Musk has done. He makes himself absolutely irreplaceable. We have to put up with him because of it. Tesla is now the world's most valuable car maker.
I saw something like they're now worth more than Disney, and I was like, no.
They can't be worth more than
Disney.
No, you're
not. That's a lie.
They're worth more than Toyota is what they're saying, which is crazy to think that they could be worth more than. By the way, Tesla has never made an annual profit. Never. And yet they're valued at $210 billion. It's crazy. There was just a big surge. Why do I not own Tesla stock? I don't know what it is. A surge in share prices has now put them over the top.
Well,
I guess
good for them. I'm not mad at them. I pulled up to a stoplight the other day, and the size of the damn screen in that Tesla next to me, it was distracting me, and I was a car over. So I don't know how people are, keeping their cool with that thing rolling the whole time while they're driving. I guess it just, this dude in particular, he was a young guy. He not only had this giant computer-sized screen on the dashboard, he was also running his phone at the same time while driving.
Of course he was, right?
And I just thought, holy crap, man, you're spending more time in your dashboard with your phone and your, but you know, whatever. And then
you know what? He probably had it on that autopilot thing, which
he probably is an autopilot. Yeah.
It'll move the car for you unless you're looking to make a turn or something. It stops. And then when the traffic starts moving, it goes. It's incredible. If you're on the highway and you have the auto drive or what is that? What it's called? Autopilot?
Autopilot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could be sitting in traffic and you're not the guy who's on the brake anymore. Now you can just look at your phone. What do you care?
I
watch
the whole
a TV
time,
show
like,
on your giant screen.
I'm watching him goof with all his stuff in front of him, and I'm trying to think, what's the move here? Do I book it out of here and get away from him as quickly as I can, only to be rear-ended by him, or do I let him get out?
Not going to rear-end you.
Well,
that car's driving itself.
I just booked it out of there. That's always my
move.
Well,
that's the safest thing.
Hit the gas.
Anyway, congratulations, Tesla. You've never made a profit, but you're the most valuable car company on earth. I also read some like consumer review. They're ranked really low. Like people who have if your car is fine, it's wonderful. It's the best thing ever. But if you have a problem with a Tesla, apparently it can be really difficult.
My friend,
yes,
bought one, and he was the guy giving me the review of his, and he had a problem with it 2 weeks out. And the whole process, and Bryn, you might be able to speak to this because I know your family has one or two of them. Everything's done via text. And so while you get these text bounce backs letting you know we've got your text, we'll get back to you as soon as and we'll help you troubleshoot. Meanwhile, you're actually waiting now for your phone to text you back. Like it's dependent on technology. It's foreign to most of us because we're used to going to the Toyota dealer and waiting in the line and handing the car over.
And having someone to yell at, you know.
Whatever.
I just bought this car 2 weeks ago.
But
I'm pretty sure my parents were calling just because they're old-fashioned like that. But I know there are people that'll come out and service your car at your house, which is
that's what he had to wait for, was for someone to come get it or something like that. Wow. It's just weird. It's just a weird – it's totally – I do give them credit for rethinking car companies in general. You know, the giant lot, all that stuff is pretty, that's impressive.
Right.
And talk about cars.
They don't have lots, huh?
Are hard to fix. You know, it's all electronics.
Yeah.
So they come out with a computer and they're practically diagnosing everything with just their little laptop or whatever that they connect.
Well, there it is. So they know exactly what's wrong with it. And they put a virus patch on it? I don't know. I just don't even know what happens when a car is a computer. Is a car.
I don't know either. But
and by the way, I fixed my BMW i3. Yikes. Remember
you fixed it?
Huh?
You're saying you had to fix it?
Well, there was the battery issue. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It just died on me and I had to jump start it. And so I charged up my battery, my little
the battery
regular size 12 volt.
That is sort of like the, okay.
It's a regular car battery. Yeah. So
it's all fixed. Now you can drive it around.
I drove it around for a while yesterday. Yeah, just kind of to get the electric juices rolling in my mind. I think that's...
I know. Like, I feel like it's the electric cars. It's, you know, look, they're fantastic, but they're also like, who knew? If you don't drive it for 3 months, I'm always like, John, drive my car. John, drive my car. Are you going to the supermarket? Take my car. Please drive that thing.
Well, especially make sure you charge it. That's the most important part.
Yeah, I don't think that I have driven that car. If I've driven that car 3 times since we've been in lockdown, I'd be amazed. All right, next thing. D.L. Hughley. I'm hearing a slapback, too. Hopefully Nicole's not... Oh, and Nicole hears it, too. No, that's better. Okay. D.L. Hughley is the guy... He passed out on stage at a comedy club in Nashville last month. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
He had no symptoms leading up to this, but he was tested and had... You know, and, of course, his thing turned around, no problem. They immediately knew that he had COVID-19. I don't know. You know, he's obviously way more important than I am. There's some people, there's the fast track people, and then there's the rest of us, the commoners. So he didn't feel the effects of COVID-19 until it mixed with other issues. And that's, they're saying it is why he passed out on that stage. Before that, he was one of those asymptomatic spreaders that we keep hearing about. DL thinks that he caught it in Dallas, and then he returned home to do his radio show and promptly gifted it to everyone he works with, including his son. I don't know where his home is, And I didn't even know he had a radio show, but congratulations to him. You guys needed to socially distance and have masks on. He says, I'm a regular Typhoid Mary. It makes me feel horrible to know that not knowing, I potentially jeopardize so many people. We need to have a uniform approach to this thing. I think everybody needs to get tested. Everybody needs to wear a mask. Is that COVID? It was after he did the radio show that the Nashville incident where he passed out happened. So he had been sick, managed to give it to everybody he knows, and I'm sure they passed it to all their loved ones too. But that's the thing too, that, you know, you don't even know where you got it from. You could find out that someone you saw had it, and that still might not be the place you got it from. But anyway, he's not wrong. It would be great if there was some way we could get some kind of accurate, quick turnaround test, and then we'd know whether we were symptomatic or not. Bill Cowher, the former Steelers coach, he had the coronavirus. You can add him to the list, him and his wife. They didn't actually, let's see. It was back in March, and they didn't get tested. They experienced symptoms. Neither of them was asymptomatic. And a month later, they took the antibody test, which I didn't even know was available in April, but apparently it was. Plus, they're famous. So they were tested, and they tested positive for antibodies. They both lost their senses of smell and taste after coming back from a trip to Hawaii. They landed at Newark Airport and spent several days in New York before they went home. And that's where he thinks they got it. And March, New York was, you know, one of the epicenters of this whole thing.
Right. And they decided to stay for a few days.
Yeah, let's just hang out. It's a big deal. I know. Celebrities. Is there anything we can't learn from them? They tell us how to think, what to buy, who to vote for. How could we survive without their wise counsel, Vinny?
Unbelievable.
Luckily, we don't have to. There's a new show coming out where celebrities give us personal advice. It's called Celebrity Call Center.
All right.
And the premise is simple. You call in with your problem and a celebrity will help you figure it out. Sounds like our bad advice, except with celebrities.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, that's one of those things where they get, I don't want to say low-level, medium-level, low-level comedians to give you kooky answers to questions, kind of like game shows used to be where they, you know, they get a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
But then it's all that, like, I don't know.
Yuck,
okay.
yuck.
Right. I mean. So we'll see. It could be great. It could be, you know, junky. I used to love.
Hollywood Squares?
No. Loveline. I mean, there's an example of a call-in show where you
absolutely.
I used to
love
Loveline. So
they would,
you know,
give you real advice wrapped up in hilarity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is called Celebrity Call Center. The premise is you call them with your problem. Celebrity helps you figure it out. Nick Cannon is going to be a regular. So it's C-list. We got Brie and Nikki Bella. They're wrestlers, aren't they?
Who?
Brie and Nikki Bella. You know,
never heard of them. No. Nope.
Yeah. I see Nikki because she was engaged to John Cena. I don't know if they're twins or sisters or what, but they're, you know, like I said,
they're wrestling.
Todd Chrisley. Why do I know Todd Chrisley's name?
I never heard that name.
He's a reality show. He does Chrisley Knows Best on USA.
Oh, there you go.
Well, he's qualified to give advice.
I think I nailed it, didn't I?
Yeah. Nene Leakes, Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano's, I mean, she's at least B-list, right? She had a real show for a while.
Yeah.
Kelly Osbourne, Candy Burris. Candy Burris, I think, is another Real Housewife, isn't she? Where do I know Candy Burris from?
Candy Burris was the one. Was she with the one on Big Brother? Who was the lady from the Atlanta Housewives that was also on Big Brother that did really well?
She won it. It's not Candy Burris. Is it Candy Burris?
I don't know.
I'm asking the research department. Oh,
okay. It says that she's a singer-songwriter. I've never heard of her.
That's the girl, the one who wrote the songs
for
TLC.
Her name was Candy?
I don't know. I think that's the lady. That's who you're talking about.
She was in a group called Escape with an ex.
See if she was on Big Brother.
Okay.
Celebrity Big Brother last year. I thought that was like somebody famous's sister. Like
that what I remember of that person was that she was a songwriter who'd had a bunch of hits through other artists and was making like
she was on Celebrity Big Brother.
There you go.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. I have no recollection of her name being Candy at all. Did she win? Does it say she won? Because the chick we're thinking of won, didn't she?
She's the one who fought with Braxton, right?
Tamar Braxton is the one who won.
Yeah, it says she didn't win.
Tamar Braxton.
But they were fighting, weren't they? The two
they
had
were.
History.
They
and
were.
Right into the house, there was drama because they had some kind of history.
Right. They had, exactly. Like, their two bands tried to get together, and then there was, you know, there was a falling out on tour or something. And this
I
one girl
was a boy
never apologized to the other girl. Maybe it was. I don't know. I can't even remember the lady's name. I can't remember what their fight was about. That's right, though, Vinny. Wow, good pull. Anyway, you can ask her for advice on stuff. I don't know where this is. I don't know where this is airing. There's no information about that, but be on the lookout for celebrity call center.
It could be fun. I do believe people in the entertainment industry have been through a lot. It's a hard industry to be in. It's a hard industry to stay in. It's that industry is trying to shake you off at all times.
They may have some excellent advice for you.
Right. So, you know, for someone who's got the staying power in that business, that they've been through some stuff and might and seen some stuff and might actually have a thing or two to say. Could be fun.
Texters are saying she won the Masked Singer. Candy did.
Candy won the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
But it was Tamar. So she was the one on Big Brother who was in the fight with Tamar, but Tamar's the one who won it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just had them mixed up. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Finally, someone asked women about men's areas without their men around, and they were honest for once.
Sure they were.
The news isn't good after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.